Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day, one can hope, despite some of the alarming news from abroad and from right here at home. The worst mass shooting of the year, at least 18 dead in Lewiston, Maine. And what's most disturbing, of course, is that the shooter is still at large. And he is somebody who has had very serious mental health problems this year. He's an Army reservist, 40 years old. His name is Robert Card. Again, there are some 350 law enforcement officials in the state of Maine who are looking for him and trying to apprehend him because there are 50,000 people who are in lockdown who are worried about a guy who's armed and dangerous. Someone who apparently was a firearms instructor. And one of the things that's terrible, I've heard on the air now twice, that because he was so proficient in using guns and knew so much about guns that he used his AR-15 style weapon successfully. And when you use the term successfully for killing 18 civilians at a bowling alley and at a bar and grill in Lewiston, Maine, it's just bizarre. We will get to that issue and also get to potential felony charges against a Democratic member of the Congress of the United States because of deliberately setting off a fire alarm, but we will be talking with Andy McCarthy about that and about some of the felonies and misdemeanors that are being dealt with regarding President Trump, and also the very controversial gag orders that he has violated now twice, for most recently for another $10,000 fine to be added to a previous $5,000 fine. What's all the meaning of this legally? Where does it go? And what is the political impact, if any, other than rallying people more than ever to President Trump's support? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. Most seriously, we have a warning today from the foreign minister of Iran, whose name is Hossein Mirabdollahian. I am not sure how to pronounce it, frankly. But the foreign minister of Iran warned at the United Nations today that if Israel's retaliation against the killers in Hamas in the Gaza Strip doesn't end, then, quote, the United States will not be spared from this fire. I say frankly to the American statesmen who are now managing the genocide in Palestine that we do not welcome an expansion of the war in the region, but if the genocide in Gaza continues, said the Iranian foreign minister, they will not be spared from this tough fire. This is what he told a meeting of the 193 Nation General Assembly, a meeting on the Middle East. It also turns out that some two dozen service members were wounded in drone and rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria last week. The U.S. Central Command confirmed Wednesday 20 American personnel sustained minor injuries from multiple one-way attack drones launched against U.S. and coalition forces at Al-Tanf garrison in Syria. This was back in October 18th. Now, this is very serious because President Biden has pledged. Actually, it was not President Biden himself. It was his Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has pledged that if Iran is implicated, and this seems a fairly direct implication of Iran, if they are implicated in doing violence to or damage to or injury to American troops, they will pay an immediate price. It seems like a red line. You may remember that one of the great disasters of the Obama administration was President Obama issuing a red line to Syria concerning the use of poison gas, basically as a weapon during their civil war. And it was very clear if this red line is crossed, the United States is going to get involved, we're going to take action. Nothing happened. And could that be a similar situation? It is a very serious problem. Meanwhile, President Biden, it is reported in the Washington Post, faces mounting pressure to strike Iranian proxies that have repeatedly attacked and injured U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria this month. So where is the red line? And where is the administration action? We will be speaking about that with Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador to the United States. And he is in Israel now monitoring the situation. Reports in the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere that under United States urging, Israel has agreed to postpone, maybe indefinitely, Israel's invasion of Gaza. Talking about an invasion makes it sound as if it's an attempt to take something over. This is not that. This is basically a ground mission to destroy Hamas. But if the U.S. has urged Israel to delay, why have they done that? What is that delay about? We'll talk about that and more with Michael Oren coming up. Meanwhile, there is this from a press conference up in Lewiston, Maine. Again, another front in the reports of ongoing violence. This violence having claimed at least 18 dead with more injured. The press conference that occurred earlier, just a couple of hours ago, included Colonel William Ross, who talked about the police department getting information about the shooting. This is 13A.
6:56 p.m., the Auburn Communications Center received a 911 call of a male shooting in Justin Time, or the Spare Time Recreation Center, in the town of Lewiston, located at 24 Mollison Way in Lewiston. Shortly after that, at about 7:08 p.m., the Communications Center received multiple 911 calls about an active shooter inside of a Schmengi's Billiards at 553 Lincoln Street in the town of Lewiston. A large law enforcement response from multiple surrounding agencies assisted the Lewiston Police Department in trying to identify who this individual was and what was happening. As you can imagine, this was a very fast-paced, fast-moving, very fluid scene, very dangerous scene that these guys and girls were going into.
Okay, he confirmed that at least 18 people are dead. And here's more breaking news. I mean, this again has to do with yesterday, but it's just becoming known. Yesterday, an intruder was arrested climbing a fence at the residence of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., candidate for president. Protectors from the Gavin DeBecker and Associates detected and detained the intruder, who asked to see the candidate. The intruder was turned over to the LAPD. He was then released from police custody. The man immediately returned to Kennedy's residence and was arrested again. The candidate was home at the time of both arrests. Now, given the fact that his father was killed by a crazed Palestinian terrorist, and he was Sirhan Sirhan, given the fact that his uncle was murdered, I'm not a fan of RFK Jr., but for goodness sake, can't we do something to protect his home, to protect all of our homes from some of the dangers in the world? We're going to be talking about that with Michael Oren live from Israel, coming up on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
New news from Israel. The Associated Press is reporting that the long-awaited ground mission against Hamas by the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces. That has not formally begun, but last night, Israeli troops and tanks raided northern Gaza overnight, and they engaged with Hamas, according to a military bulletin, and they were targeting anti-tank weapons in order to prepare the battlefield before the expected ground incursion. The third Israeli raid since the war began after more than 2 weeks of devastating airstrikes, says the Associated Press, that have left thousands dead and more than 1 million displaced from their homes in the small, densely populated territory. Part of what is going on here has to do with a war of messages. And there's a terrific column by Daniel Henninger in the Wall Street Journal asking the question, can Israel win the message war? And it points out that today, omnipresent mass media and personal video make it impossible to be ignorant of atrocities of the sort that occurred in southern Israel. There is no excuse not to know the details. A striking summing up of all we have seen and heard was given on Fox News by an Israeli worker still recovering bodies. "I'm a child of Holocaust survivors," she said, "and I grew up hearing stories of the camps. I thought those were the worst stories. These stories are much worse." And part of what Henninger is saying is they become much worse because we do know the details. We have actual tape that the Palestinians have very, very proudly displayed. It represents some kind of victory to them to be able to say that we burned babies alive, that we took off babies' heads, decapitated them, cut their heads off, and then mixed the heads up with the rest of the bodies to make it difficult to have any kind of proper burial for the children. It's an unreal situation. But this is one of the things that the world is dealing with. And Michael Oren is certainly dealing with. He is the former Israeli ambassador to the United States, a former member of Knesset, member of the Israeli parliament, and he was a deputy minister in the prime minister's office for diplomacy. Michael, there's a headline in the Wall Street Journal today. It says, "Israel agrees to U.S. request to delay invasion of Gaza." Do you believe this is an indefinite delay or postponement or maybe even cancellation, or is this simply still a matter of time?
Or maybe the headline is designed for Hamas. Just saying.
Well, there it is in the Wall Street Journal.
Just saying. Okay. It can't be an open-ended delay. We can't. We have 360,000 soldiers that have been called up. They've been waiting now into their third week. Okay, starting on Saturday, it'll be 3 weeks that they're sitting on that border. These are young women, men who have left their homes, left their families, left their jobs.
Including my nephews.
Can't keep them indefinitely. Can't keep them indefinitely. Just can't. It's causing, you know, immense damage to the economy. The clocks are running out. The public opinion is turning against us because of the terrible pictures coming out of South Gaza, right? People forgetting the atrocities of Hamas. We have to operate soon. Both the Prime Minister and Defense Minister in the last 24 hours have made statements saying that the incursion is imminent. I mean, I have my druthers, right? It's a word that can't be translated into Hebrew. If I had my druthers, I would say contain Hamas in Gaza because they can't run away and focus all our energies on Hezbollah, which is a much, much greater threat, much greater threat. And it may happen anyway. And they have to deal with Hezbollah at a later stage. But, you know, it's a matter of sequencing. But in any case, Israel has to act because we can't maintain this level of mobilization for much longer.
And when you talked about this ground mission that the whole world awaits, the purpose of that mission would be what we've heard is to eliminate Hamas, to destroy them definitively. What exactly does that mean?
I think it really removing Hamas from power in Gaza, and that means ferreting them out of a vast warren of underground tunnels, bunkers, many of them under schools, under major hospitals. Totally, not just degrading, but eliminating their fighting force, their ability to fight. And then working with the international community, with the United States, perhaps with other states, and putting into place in Gaza a system of government that will ensure the pacification of the Gaza Strip. Again, druthers, there's that word. And the druthers, the Gaza would no longer be an Israeli problem, it would be an international problem. It's hard to internationalize Gaza. Make sure that there is a very large and heavily mined no man's land between our border and Gaza border, shoring up our border defenses, all these things. Now, we cannot, Mike, we can't eliminate the idea of Hamas any more than we can eliminate the idea of ISIS or Al-Qaeda or Hezbollah, but we can degrade them. I mean, you get rid of Nazis. There are neo-Nazis in the world today, but they're a hell of a lot powerful because there's no Nazi Germany. Same thing is true with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So we have to eliminate them the best we can and hope that civilization will somehow overpower the idea of Hamas and ISIS and Hezbollah. That's not just an Israeli problem. It's a problem of civilization.
There's a speaking of problems of civilization, there is a new bulletin from a statement from the Al-Qassam brigades of Hamas that claims that Israeli airstrikes killed approximately 50 Israeli hostages. Is this propaganda and lies, or do you think that this claim that there were Zionist prisoners killed in the Gaza Strip as a result of Zionist bombing and massacres reaching approximately 50 people, do you think there's any substance to this?
Well, I don't think that Hamas can be accused of veracity and verisimilitude, but my fear would be not that these 50s were killed by an Israeli airstrike, but somehow they were killed by Hamas. And it's always, by the way, every time terrorists kill hostages, they always blame it on the Israeli Air Force. It's not the first time. We had a pilot, actually a navigator, went missing in the 1980s, Ron Arad. I was never found, but the Shiite terrorists who had him in Lebanon claimed he was killed by an Israeli airstrike. It's very old routine.
Michael, can you stay for a few minutes more to talk
Sure.
about life after victory, God willing, and after this war subsides? Speaking with one of the most eloquent and effective spokespeople for the State of Israel, the former ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Maine State Police Colonel William Ross said an arrest warrant has been issued for fugitive Robert Card on at least 8 counts of murder, as the victims are still being identified from a series of mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine last night. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump had some kind words for the new Speaker of the House.
As far as the Speaker is concerned, he is a fantastic gentleman, and I think he's going to do a great job. Mike Johnson, Louisiana, is going to do a great job. Thank you, everybody.
Israeli forces executed what's being called a brief ground incursion into the Gaza Strip as the war with Hamas enters its 20th day. The so-called doomsday cult mom Lori Vallow Daybell being extradited to face more charges in Arizona. Earlier this year in Idaho, she was found guilty of murdering her son and daughter. Corey Myers, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Minutes more with Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, also a prolific author of wonderful books, books of history, and books that include a vision of the future, his most recent book, and it has elements that are in both English and Hebrew, is called The Rejuvenated State, 2048. And we will be talking in a moment about some of the rejuvenation that is possible and going on with Israel. But first of all, there was an item in the Jerusalem Post that we mentioned yesterday. But it is an item that suggests that a squad of female IDF combat troops, and they do have exclusively female units, successfully eliminated, that means ended their lives, nearly 100 Hamas terrorists. Michael, what's the story with female units going into combat ahead of everybody else?
Because, you know, it's catching all the headlines here. You know, there's been a debate, and I've been involved in this debate in the Knesset. The degree to which women soldiers should be integrated in combat units. Yeah, sensitivity, you know, they're taken prisoner. Now, they have a lot of, Hamas has, among the hostages, have women soldiers. And the debate recently, just recently, the government decided to open up virtually every unit to the women who could trying out for, like, the Navy SEALs, trying out for our Delta Force. They got to carry a lot of weight. But there are units that are mixed. A unit called Karakal, which is women and men. There is the border police, which are women and men. And then there are all-female tank crews. Now, tank crews are a difference because, you know, tank crews have to live in great intimacy. They do everything in the tanks. And so to put many women and men inside a tank is difficult. So you have entire women tank crews. And there was a question whether women could, you know, wield those huge sled hammers you need to change the tread or even change the tread. Treads are very, very heavy. It turns out they can. And in this battle, it turns out in every battle, in every skirmish or battle where the women were involved, they performed superbly. And everyone is full of praise for them. So I think that sort of decides the debate.
Yeah, well, again, if with this early indication of victory. By the way, Michael Oren has a piece under the heading Clarity. That is his Substack on Israel, America, and the world. We're going to post it, link to it, and you should be aware of it in addition to his book previously mentioned, 2048, about the first 100 years of the Israeli state. What about the life after battle? Because at some point or another, one hopes with a very decisive victory, there will be an end to the fighting. What happens then in Gaza?
Well, again, as I said earlier, the goal should be twofold. One is to ensure that Hamas is eliminated and can't come back. The second would be to internationalize Gaza in some way. So it's no longer our problem. And make it abundantly clear that we are not in occupation of Gaza. We weren't in occupation of Gaza. And it hopefully maybe an inter-Arab force. You know, put some Arab armies in there. Let Hamas deal with Arab armies. See how they deal with Hamas. And with some international investment. You know, it's interesting. When we had 21 settlements in Gaza, they were all ripped up in 2005. The people were dragged out and evicted. But those settlements used to produce all of the organic vegetables for the state of Israel. It's pretty amazing. And the land of Gaza is fertile. Gaza traditionally, historically, was a breadbasket, produced textiles. By the way, the word gauze in English comes from Gaza. So it was very famous. It also had an ancient Jewish community or ancient synagogues we found there. So Gaza can be very different. We said it could be the Riviera of the Mediterranean. It really could be. But not under Hamas leadership. Hamas leadership can be nothing but a hellhole.
I wrote a column that's gotten a lot of attention about the crazy water fun park that was a water park with water slides, the biggest water slides in the Middle East, apparently, that was built in Gaza. And during its first year of operation, 40 masked men came in the middle of the night and destroyed it. And the assumption was because the government was in the process of closing it down. It was closed down because it allowed men and women to mingle, which is the term that was used in English. Do you remember this episode?
Yeah, I do. It's, you know, it's Hamas. I was in charge of the Gaza Strip for the government for about a year. And that year I learned more about Gaza, about the Middle East, I learned in 20 years of university. And one thing, the pivotal thing I learned, the most basic thing I learned, was that when it comes to Hamas in Gaza, everything you know about human decency, everything you know about civilization, you can throw it right out the window.
The other headline that is alarming today is it says Hamas's hostage strategy, extracting Israeli concessions. And suggesting that Hamas is very deliberately manipulating these stories about hostages, including that story about some 50 hostages being killed in bombings.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the government is capable of basically saying, no, we will not allow the hostages to be used as some kind of bargaining chip or some kind of propaganda tool?
I hope so. It's not easy. I've been meeting with families every day. I met with three families today. It is not heartbreaking. It's soul-crushing, Michael. And some of these families have evidence that their loved ones are in captivity. Some of them have no evidence because they've disappeared. Soul-crushing. And the government has to be able to take excruciating decisions, not hard decisions, excruciating decisions. And I don't envy them making those decisions. Very, very difficult. But I said what Hamas's ultimate goal is to get a ceasefire imposed on us. by the international community. They're working on it very hard. Every time they release a hostage, that those cries for a ceasefire go up. What's wrong with a ceasefire? People are going to die without a ceasefire. A ceasefire, Michael, for Israel, I can't put this in more succinctly. Ceasefire means death. Ceasefire means Hamas wins. Ceasefire means Hamas gets away with murder of 1,400 civilians. Ceasefire means we can't restore our deterrence power in the region where we're exposed. Ceasefire means we can't restore the security of the people of Israel. They won't go back and settle in the south. No, we'll go home. I'm not sure they'll settle and stay in Tel Aviv either. Ceasefire means we cannot begin to sort of rebuild the loss of faith that the people have in the state, because the state let us down on that day. We need to be able to finish this battle, and it's going to be a grueling, bitter battle, but we need to finish it.
And the idea of a ceasefire is more than a temporary delay. What they want, basically, the people who are pushing a ceasefire, surrender. Would you say that's correct?
Well, it'd be the equivalent of surrender. I mean, Hamas will get, and Hamas wins. That's why they're pushing for a ceasefire. And, you know, that the administration is now talking about pauses, not ceasefires. I don't know if that's a distinction without a difference. Because once you had a pause, okay, pause is over, let's start shooting again. It's hard. You've created a precedent. And I think we cannot give up on pressuring Hamas. And as horrible it may sound, I think that probably have a better chance of getting the hostages out, not to negotiate, want. Because he wants to use these hostages as human shields, but by building the military pressure on them.
Well, Michael Oren, his most recent piece on Substack is Clarity on Israel, America, and the World. It will be linked at michaelmedved.com. Michael, eager to speak to you again. Thank you for everything you do to get out the truth in a very fraught and difficult time. College students, Jewish college students, held prisoner in a library by Palestinian sympathizers. We'll tell you about where, New York City actually, and why, coming up on the MedVed Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Michael Medved show, any hour where I'm able to welcome both Michael Oren from Israel, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., and Andy McCarthy of the National Review, two of the best guests anywhere. That's a very special hour on the Medved show. Andy McCarthy is the senior fellow at National Review Institute. He's a contributing editor to National Review. He is a veteran and very successful U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, where he was a prosecutor of some evil terrorists of the past. Andy, I wanted to ask you, have you seen this coverage in National Review of Jewish students who had to shelter in a locked library of Peter Union Institute. And this just happened. This was while protesters banged on the doors yelling "Free Palestine" and "Globalized the Intifada" from Gaza to New York while trying to break in. You've also written about this tendency of, quote, activists, pro-Palestinian activists, tearing down postages that express sympathy for and concern for some of the hostages. What is going on here in the United States? And, of course, we want to defend First Amendment and freedom of speech. Is there something that could and should be done on campuses to deal with some of these extremes?
Yeah, Michael, thank you so much for mentioning that coverage. I think my colleague Charlie Cook wrote a great post today about the institutional indifference to the blatant acts of anti-Semitism that are occurring in New York and elsewhere around the country. And it wasn't until I read Charlie's piece that the New York Times reporting on this completely backed me up. The Times writes, I can say this to you because I happen to be writing about this myself at the moment, but the Times talks about this incident at Cooper Union, and they say there were pro-Palestinian protesters pounding on one side of the locked library doors and Jewish students on the other. So now, if you quickly read that, you would assume there was a door separating these two groups. and they're both pounding on it, right, as if they were trying to get at each other. And that's not at all what happened. This is, as you just mentioned, these kids were barricaded in the door, in the library, for their own protection against a mob of, well, I guess they're peaceful protesters, right? I guess because it's not January 6th. But that's what happened here. This was violent intimidation. And, I've been trying to make the point that, you know, it's not enough for government officials, and I say this as a former federal government official, it's not enough for government officials to condemn this rhetorically and talk about how bad it is. They have the power under the civil rights laws to prosecute people who, here's the words of the statute, injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person out of the free exercise of their federal rights, which includes the right to walk the streets and to, you know, matriculate at a school and attend classes and the rest. I think at this point, you have to enforce these laws aggressively and make an example out of the people who are doing this. We of course, have free expression in our society, and we want to have robust political debate. But when you get to the point where you're inciting violence and intimidating people out of the enjoyment of their legal constitutional rights, that's when prosecutors have to step in. Otherwise, we just lose the society.
Boy, is that an important point. This also relates to a Tourette column you wrote about one of my least favorite members of Congress, Jamal Bowman, who is one of the, quote, magnificent nine, the nine members of Congress who voted in a very, very small minority, thank God, against a resolution backing Israel's struggle for survival. Jamal Bowman, you say, is now notorious and celebrated for having initiated a fire drill by pulling a fire alarm in the house, in one of the house buildings. And what you're suggesting about is it's two-tier justice when he is not prosecuted for a felony.
Well, yes, if Democrats are prosecuting Democrats, it's only to protect them from prosecution. And I know that sounds crazy, but I think that the Biden Justice Department and its kind of ancillary outfit that does local justice in the District of Columbia, local law enforcement, they only brought this case in order, you wonder, why are they prosecuting him at all? They're prosecuting him to the limited extent that they are, in order to give him double jeopardy protection in the event that the Republicans win the next election, take over the Justice Department, and decide that we're going to go back to equal protection under the law, and that he ought to be treated like the January 6th defendants, hundreds of whom have been accused of felony obstruction of a congressional proceeding, which is a potential 20-year criminal offense. He absolutely willfully obstructed a congressional proceeding. That's the only sensible
this
explanation.
This is by pulling a fire alarm.
Right. And so what they've done is they've given him a plea deal where basically he pays a $1,000 fine, so he can say for double jeopardy purposes that he's been punished. But this is going to be expunged in 3 months. It's not even going to be, it's not going to show up on his record as a criminal charge. But they want to give him something so that if there's a new Justice Department and they try to prosecute him, he can say he's already been prosecuted for this. And the dual sovereignty doctrine, which is an exception to double jeopardy in the states, so that if there's a state prosecution, that doesn't come in, that doesn't prevent the feds from coming in later and prosecuting the same offense because they're different sovereigns. That's not how it works in Washington, D.C. The only sovereign in Washington is the federal government. So by doing this, they at least give him an argument when the next Justice Department comes in that he can't be prosecuted for what he did for a felony.
Well, it is unreal, and this goes along at a time when there are threats from both sides about censure resolutions. Marjorie Taylor Greene is trying to censure Rashida Tlaib, and the Democrats are saying that if there is this censure resolution against Tlaib, and they might throw in Jamal Bowman as well, they will censure Lorena Bobbitt and Marjorie Taylor Greene. I assume you agree that this is probably not the top priority for Congress at the moment.
Oh, my God, yes. I absolutely agree with that. I also think, frankly, Michael, since Eric Holder was held in contempt, the first attorney general to be held in contempt during the first term of the Obama administration, I think a lot of this contempt stuff and censure stuff has almost become, it's not only theater now, I think that the way our politics have become so tribal that when you're censured or held in contempt, it's like a badge of honor that you really put it to the other guy. And if they're going to waste their time with this nonsense, I mean, look, given what has gone on in the House for the last 3 weeks, it's reasonable for people to ask why we need these people anyway. But it really is theater.
But an encouraging start, didn't you think, for Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson?
Yeah, I thought he gave a very good speech. I think it doesn't, what people need to bear in mind is that it doesn't change the math. You know, I've read a lot about, in the last couple of days, about how he's the most conservative speaker, maybe ever, but certainly in modern times. We'll see if he is or he isn't. But however conservative he is, doesn't change the fact that they have a 4-vote margin, and that if they don't stick together, they can't get anything done. And if they continue the way they did with the 8-member clown show that sent us on this 3-week expedition that we've just come off, then, you know, all you're doing is showing people that we can't, you know, our side can't govern.
Which is not a good and positive message to send. There are all kinds of good and positive messages, though, from Andrew McCarthy. His most recent columns are linked at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. When we come back, more on the shootings in Maine, winning the message war, and hostages used as political pawns. That and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.